Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. First and foremost, friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and I have to give a quick shout-out to KKBJ, 1360 AM, out of Bemidji, Minnesota. It's not Minnesota right now, it's Minnesota. KKBJ 1360 AM. They will be picking us up, and we just wanted to tell you thank you for your trust. And we also wanted to give a high five to WXME 780 AM. You are picking up the live show Monday through Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We just want to tell you thank you very much out there in Maine, WXME 780 AM. And again, folks, we just appreciate your trust. And as you Father God, I'm starting to get into prayer mode here, folks. Do forgive me. But in saying that, it's interesting that you've given us your trust, and I thank you that because of that, I want to honor you with my faith, and that's what I do every day on this radio show to the best of my ability, and with, of course, the power of the Holy Ghost, because we're to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. Friends, you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, check out that website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to jump on that in just a minute here. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We also wanted to let you know that you could go over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account, friends. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747 for the next hour. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know that you can check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media. And friends, you can also check out our YouTube sites. We have literally hundreds of videos. We put out a video every week with each one of our articles or our columns, and they are second to none. They are all done by a guy named James Gillette, who did documentary for Jaws Reunion. So if you go out to Best Buy and you buy Jaws Reunion, he did the documentary for that. He's second to none. He loves what we're doing in the ministry, and he said, let me do your work for you. And we said, we appreciate that. Folks, we also want to let you know that our broadcast of My War is being played internationally, nationally, through Dove Television. That is every Tuesday at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. My War, what we've done in public schools across the country, is being aired on national, international television as well. If you'd like to check out any of those happenings right now, do go to the resources that I just pointed to. And you can also go to our store, friends, if you'd like to purchase any of those things. Just yesterday, we got our brand new coffee cups in. And folks, if you don't drink coffee and you see these cups, you're going to want a cup. I don't care what you're drinking, you're going to make it your cup. It is second to none. It is our logo, the Sons of Liberty, with dog tags. It's a picture of me sitting in front of Arlington Cemetery kneeling down with a flag in my hand, and it says 1 John 3:18. But if you go to any of our outlets, you'll see that logo, and it's on the cup. But go to the store at sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out those brand new coffee cups. We are now stocked up, and we got some more stuff coming in as well, friends. If you'd like to get a t-shirt, a hat, videos, DVRs, whatever the case might be, we have it there for you. And it is, it is filled with witnessing tools from A to Z. It literally is. So again, folks, check out sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store, check them out. Also want to let you know, as we go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, if you scroll down just a little bit, you still have 15 days to win a Joshua MK5. 15 days, you still have a good opportunity, a good shot at winning that beautiful weapon. Check it out. You got to click onto it, put your information in, and folks, in, 2 weeks, we're going to be able to tell you who actually won that beautiful weapon. I also want to let you know, too, I think we're just a little shy of 900,000 people on the site over the last 30 days. That's page views, by the way. I hope I got that right. And we just appreciate your response. We've been growing about 125,000 per month. And why is that? Because we're telling you the truth. We're showing you what the problems are. Yes, indeed, we are. But we're giving you the knowledge as to how to deal with it. And where is the right and wrong, making reference to God in every issue in which we're dealing with today. In saying all that, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have sodomite activists, true motives exposed in Indiana and the governor, too. Folks, I do want you to understand that when you see politicians move on the issue of the sodomites, the homosexual agenda, the radical agenda, they are being used. There's no question about it. They're being bought and paid for. They are. But you need to understand that they are compromised men within themselves to those that shift. And those, namely the governor in Arkansas, to sit there and say that we're not going to have any discrimination concerning the homosexuals. Folks, again, let me ask you the question, who's discriminating? Number one, who's attacking these people? These people are attacking everybody that disagrees with them. And until you understand the totalitarian method, nothing's going to change. But if you can understand that these people love to pull your hair and smack your face and then cry victim, you've got them figured out, because that's exactly what they're doing. And isn't it interesting? We just heard during the break, friends, the Arkansas governor talking about, you know, we're not going to have any discrimination. You know, and it's also interesting to note, what are they referencing when they're saying discrimination? Because we know that God didn't give them a right to violate the law. And isn't it interesting that the radical homosexuals are tearing down the law? I think it's a good idea for everybody to look at your state preamble and understand that it acknowledges God Almighty concerning every state preamble. So he's the one that tells us what's right and what's wrong, because he is the right giver, not the state who's trying to rewrite rights to actually give onto these people privileges. A bad place to put yourself. And it's also interesting, when you give these people the rights, as you mislead them to believe that they have a right to violate God's moral law, isn't it interesting that when they're empowered with their right, the first thing they want to do is take away your rights? Because that's exactly what they're doing. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Actually, I'm going to play a piece by Todd Starnes from Fox News. Yes, friends, Fox News is now finally catching up to the fact that the radical homosexuals have made prey of the church, and you have a government that's helping them along right now, and it's time for you to stand up. And we're also going to go over in the next hour here, friends, we're going to go over to Tell the Truth and Shame Southern Poverty Law Center for a moment. Then we're going to go over to Lena Kagan, and then I'm going to go to some fake hate crimes, self-inflicted hate crimes, folks, just second to none. I mean, it is absolutely incredible. And then I'll go over to the Homosexual Manifesto if I have time to do that. Tim Brown's going to be jumping on with us in just a couple minutes here, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. He's going to explain the story to you. Then I'll play the piece by Todd Starnes. But again, congratulations, Fox. You're about 10 years behind the eight ball, but you're finally starting to catch up. Good for you. Also wanted to let you know, on sonsoflibertyradio.com, Inhofe pro-gun amendment could potentially shut down parts of the United Nations. Of course, friends, United Nations was created out of World War II. You need to understand that they're trying to give the United Nations power over governments globally to make one government so they can have a new world order. Also, the faithful among men advance the kingdom and stay the course against every hindrance of hell, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, I have Phil Robertson, Duck Calls, the anti-theist out. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Got lots to say.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to highlight a couple more articles before we get over to what's taking place in Arkansas right now. Oh, and I got a lot of stuff to unload here, friends. We have John Kerry on Iran deal, if Allah wills it. Friends, you need to understand what's going on behind the radical homosexual agenda. Folks, as you think that they have rights, which God did not give them, God condemns it. He calls it an abomination. As you just loose the reins and say, go ahead and have your rights, go ahead and do what you want to do, send them onto some false pretense as if to empower them through some pretended authority, keep in mind that they will use that pretended authority, which will not be pretended in to the results in which they want to bring, because what they mean to do is to use those rights to take away your rights. And you need to understand that the radical homosexuals are being used to make way for Sharia law. You need to understand that. It's all over. Folks, you're under attack by not only the radical homosexuals, but by the Muslims now. Look to Texas. Look to California. Look what's going on. Look who's behind the radical homosexuals. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, John Kerry on Iran deal. If Allah wills it. If Allah wills it. Huh. Jesus died in a police state. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. German Wings co-pilot, mystery illness or conversion to Islam? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, friends, let's jump over here real quick, but here's one I wanted to highlight. U.S. Army vets set deal with the Islamic State Obama won't deal with. Folks, they are trying, and let me reemphasize this, and I'll keep continuously saying this until you finally understand what's going on. They are trying to create domestic insurrection. You do need to understand that this is what they are doing. Who's creating all this continued warfare in the United States of America? Why, it's this administration. That's who's doing this. And again, keep in mind, God said he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him, and therein lies the problem. When you love God enough to actually keep his commandments, then you're going to see the results of the God that you say that you love, because he will not deny himself in any sense of the word. Let's take Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thank you for joining me, Tim. I want to try to make this as short as possible because we have tons of information to give out in the next 45 minutes here. But can you tell us exactly what's going on concerning the article over at Sons of LibertyMedia.com, sodomite activists, true motives exposed in Indiana, and the governor too?
Yeah, sure. The Mike Pence obviously had signed into law this Religious Freedom Act, and Todd Starnes was highlighting that. Of course, Todd Starnes has been one of the guys you were talking about, Fox just getting on. Todd Starnes has been on a lot of these things for a while. Fox is following far behind for sure. But he had signed into law, and then over the weekend, he caught a lot of grief over that issue. Well, the whole idea was that there were Christian business owners who were being attacked by sodomites.
Sure.
This is what people don't want to deal with, and Christians especially, and you've highlighted it so many times. They want to say, well, we're not under law, we're under grace. Well, what the heck was Jesus bringing? He was bringing the same law that he gave at Sinai. He didn't give a new law. He gave this. He reiterated the same law. And so that deals with sodomites. That deals with bestiality. It deals with adultery. It deals with stealing, lying, the whole nine yards. So what happens is they write a law which was unnecessary because the First Amendment pretty much recognizes the fact that people have a right to assembly, to peaceably assemble, the right of the people peaceably to assemble. Now, clearly it's talking about Congress in there, but it's recognizing the right of the people to do that. Well, by definition, the right to assemble means the right to disassemble with people you don't agree with or that you're going to discriminate against. So that's something that's understood that people already have. So these little games that they play about writing other laws, which basically don't do anything, all of a sudden it brings Governor Mike Pence a lot of grief from the sodomite community. And so,
wait a second, Tim. People need to understand that that grief is coming through the state-controlled media, who are being used to upend the Constitution and America's sovereignty. People need to understand it's coming through the state-controlled media that most basically discredit. So, interestingly enough, most say, well, you know what, we don't believe the state-controlled media, but when they tell us stuff like this, we do, then we stand down rather than stand up. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, I think that the more that people tell you you shouldn't be standing, the more you should stand.
Yep.
Because you give opportunity for God to show himself strong on your behalf. So, as far as Pence is concerned, oh, he had a great, stand this past weekend, and then he starts backpedaling.
Yep.
And he says, quote, after much reflection and in consultation with leadership in the General Assembly, I've come to the conclusion that it would be helpful to move legislation this week that makes it clear that this law does not give businesses a right to deny services to anyone. Okay, then what was the point of your legislation, Governor Pence?
Yeah, wait a second.
What was the point of your legislation?
But wait a second, Tim. And we've had enough conversations on this, and we agree on this. It's absolutely interesting that it's not for the governments to disannul God's moral law. Actually, God's moral law, the lawgiver, disannuls anything that contradicts his law. But,
sure.
But what we see here is we see the American people bowing to tyrannical acts in every sense of the word, actually to stand down and allow, well, what will the governor say? We have no king but King Caesar. What will the governor say? What will the Supreme Court say? They are there, friends, to discover and apply, not to disannul law. So where are the American people getting off, sitting down and actually waiting for a verdict to come from some corrupt government official? And by the way, I want to make reference to Psalm 94:20, where it says this. It says, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with you, which frames mischief by a law? In other words, friends, this is not law. And I'm sorry to say it, America, but the bottom line is you forsake your own mercy when you simply turn away from the mercy that's been shown unto you. And the mercy is the fact that God has brought this to the light for you to deal with it. And instead of you actually enforcing the laws which are found in the Constitution, the enumerated laws of the Constitution, you sit back and you allow these people to rewrite them so you can give yourself over to what? Tyranny. My goodness. Tim, say what? What say you? I say what? But what say you? I mean, this one just works me up. It really does.
No, I got rather worked up in this, too. And I do think that one of the things that does expose is the fact that the sodomites and the activists who are behind them are out not for tolerance, not for let's just all get along. They don't pull a Rodney King or anything like that. What they're out to do is they're out to say it's our way or the highway.
That's right.
And what Christians need to understand is they have bought into the lie that the God of the Old Testament is somehow different than the God of the New Testament. No, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He's demonstrated in his Son, the Lord Jesus, who is also God, the second person of the Trinity, and he reaffirmed the law. The law has not passed away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words won't pass away.
Matthew 5, yep.
So the Christian church needs to understand, if you don't stand up, and stop this nonsense about saying you're not under law as though you can just be anarchists, practical anarchists.
Antinomianists, yes.
Be compliant with the law of God, and Jesus said, there will be those on him who say to him on the judgment day, didn't we do all these things in your name? And he's going to say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
That's right.
What law is he talking about? He's talking about his law that he gave at Sinai. Well, the issue is the sodomites want to turn that around, and they want to say, repent, for the kingdom of Sodom is at hand. You need to quit holding this Jesus. You need to quit holding this gospel. You need to quit holding God's law. You need to follow what we're saying. You need to change your thinking and your mindset about what God has said. And this is what's happened here. And now Mike Pence has come out, and he's it's the classic definition of doublespeak, George Orwell. On one hand, he's saying, I believe people ought to be able to hold their religious conscience and all that they do. And then at the same time, he's saying, I don't support discrimination against anyone. Well, that's nonsense. You can't hold a religious conviction that has been born of the Spirit of God through the Scriptures and not discriminate against things or people. You just can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, he can't do it.
Yeah.
He's going to discriminate against the Christians, or he's going to discriminate against the sodomites. And if I don't know about their laws in Indiana, but I know in South Carolina, we still have anti-sodomy laws. You would have to discriminate against the criminal.
Yeah, that's exactly right. See, what they're doing is people believe that they have rights because they've been lied to. They've been indoctrinated. And then what happens is they don't realize that those people that have been just given their privileges is really what they are from the corrupt state, that they want to now take away the rights of those that would stand against them. So, folks, you're shooting yourself in the foot, and Scripture clearly tells us that you're going to fall into the pit that you yourself dug, or let me say it this way, or the pit that someone else has dug, and you allowed them to do it, you're just as guilty as they are. So, folks, Tim, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. I got 20 things to talk about. Again, Tim Brown, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check it out. Senior editor. Folks, to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. That is your daddy. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, who said this? Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yeah, the law is within my heart. I preach righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. Who is that? Folks, Psalm 40. Who sits on the throne of David? His name is Jesus Christ, friends. And just to show you, friends, also to show you how this lie has been led into the church that we do away with the law. No, the law, the ceremonial law has been done away with Christ, but Christ abrogated the moral law of God nowhere. The Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Go over to 1 Timothy 1:7. Listen to what Martin Luther, the great reformer, said. During his time, he said, Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should never have foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by God's moral law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. Hey, folks, grace is fulfilled. I'm sorry, the law is fulfilled. Who fulfilled that law? Christ did. That's why we ask for more grace to keep His commandments better. The law drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where we put our faith in Jesus Christ. For by grace are we saved through faith and that not of ourselves. And we don't use it as an occasion for the flesh. And as a matter of fact, if you want to look up the definition of the word grace in Webster's 1828, it is power to restrain from sin. And this was common knowledge in the church all the way up into the 50s here in this country. But now why we're here, it's just amazing. And folks, you can see their version of grace by not speaking out against those that murder babies. You can see their false version of grace by those that refuse to speak out against the sodomites. No, as a matter of fact, these are the same people, the professed Church of America, through their silence, that are opening the doors to the wolves to devour the sheep. All are welcome. Folks, give me a break. What scripture and what Bible are you reading? I mean, to justify yourselves in the face of 4,000 babies a day being murdered in the womb sickens anybody, friends, especially when you claim that you're Christ and you haven't departed from iniquity, when Scripture tells us that we've been redeemed from all lawlessness, all iniquity through the blood of Christ. The fact of the matter is you don't understand the price paid if you're still remaining in your sin. It is blood bought. Look to the cross of Calvary, friends. To stay to course here again, we're going to play this piece by Fox News. They finally caught up here. And by the way, if I stand corrected, I'm okay with that. But Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media senior editor, just pointed out that Starnes, has been pointing this stuff out for a while. So do forgive me. I don't want to be a part of the problem. I want to be a part of the answer. But we do thank God that these people are starting to finally voice and air out the facts as to what's going on. I'm going to let Todd Starnes from Fox actually tell you himself. Listen to what he had to say here, friends. This is interesting stuff.
Hello, I'm Todd Starnes. What's really going on in the Hoosier State? That's the subject of today's dispatch. It's time for some intellectual honesty about Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Liberal lawmakers, the mainstream media, and Hollywood would have you believe this is about legalizing discrimination against the LGBT community. That is simply not true. The law ensures that Hoosiers have the ability to not only hold religious beliefs, but live by those beliefs. Over the weekend, Governor Mike Pence stood firm and said the law will not change. His steadfastness has angered LGBT activists and those who preach so-called tolerance. And here's the reason why. Their true motives have been exposed. They don't want tolerance and diversity. They want compliance and forced acceptance. And they want to silence and punish any persons who oppose their beliefs. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act is the stopgap. In 2010, an Indianapolis cookie shop was accused of discrimination because the Christian owners refused to make rainbow cookies for National Coming Out Day. In February, another bakery closed its doors under fire for refusing to bake a cake for a gay wedding. The Christian couple was, quite frankly, bullied out of business. 19 states already have religious freedom laws on the books, and with good reason. It's open season on people of faith in America. Bakers, photographers, wedding planners, even pastors are facing lawsuits, government investigations, and punishment simply because they choose to live out their religious beliefs. Without that protection, I fear we are fast approaching a day when our pastors and fellow church members could face criminal prosecution for daring to follow the tenets of their faith. You can sound off on my commentary on my Facebook.
Okay, thank you for that. Folks, who are these groups that are attacking? Well, they're using groups like this SPLC. I highlighted this yesterday. By the way, friends, there were so many comments on the article from the state-controlled media. You know how many comments there was? 13. Folks, I can't even do that on a bad day. No one's paying attention to these people. People are calling these organizations for what they are, criminal. Listen to what Mark Potok, again from the Southern Poverty Law Center, said, director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center. He said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly, he said, that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. They're destroying, folks, those that are standing down with your consent. Now, I want to take you over to our good friend that was appointed just in time, none other than Alina Kagan, because we see that the stage has been set, and again, just in time. Okay, we see the DAT, don't ask, don't tell, has been overturned. We've seen Barack Hussein Obama now appoint 225 radical homosexuals in key positions, such as the Supreme Court. And here again, we have Alina Kagan. Folks, Alina Kagan has never judged a case in a day in her life. Did you know that Alina Kagan is the former dean of students at Harvard? Contrary to Harvard's founding mottos for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ, Kagan is known for queer Harvard. Now, during her tenure, she did the following. Kagan, who's appointed as a Supreme Court justice who never judged a case a day in her life, has hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender F, I can't say the word, expletive, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. You starting to see where this is going, friends? Do keep in mind that there's pedophiles that are actually asking now for their rights, friends. Kagan also hired other radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual, to teach transgender law courses, as well as Cass Sunstein, this guy's way out there, friends, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. Oh, my goodness. Kagan viciously attacked our military in opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, even banning military recruiters from coming on campus. Kagan's attempt to ban the recruiters was unsuccessful, even after losing her legal campaign. She encouraged students to continue protesting them. Folks, are you understanding why they call these crimes against nature? She is protesting the very military that gives her, through the sacrifice of others, the right to remain free in this country. Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign to make the entire university trans-inclusive using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to gender confusion among students on campus. Folks, again, keep in mind, this was Barack Hussein Obama's appointee. Keep in mind, Alina Kagan has never judged a case a day in her life. Yet again, Obama, unqualified for office himself, has seen fit to qualify her on the Supreme Court bench, just in time for the decision that everybody's waiting for in June. Folks, I want you to remember that the Supreme Court is not there to upend the Constitution. They are there only to discover and apply the laws that are written, that have been given unto us, Exodus 18:21, by the lawgiver. And if that's not the case, then why did they put their hand on the Bible? Why does prayer start and adjourn with prayer? That preacher's been there since 1777. Why do they have Moses and the Ten Commandments above their head, where it says justice, the guardian of liberty? Friends, you need to put justice back into perspective so you can guard your liberty and quit tolerating the crimes of those that have the robes on. You're in some serious times, friends. I seen this thing the first day it came out for what it was. I seen it for what it was, and it didn't take long to pull the curtain back to understand who the criminals were and the crimes that were being committed against our children, against each other. And folks, I want to tell you that these people are so willing to inflict hate crimes upon themselves because they just have to have the attention. They just have to be the victims, because if they're not the victims, then they can't overthrow the laws. And I got a question for you, friends. Why all of a sudden the radical homosexuals, they're liberated by a criminal in the White House? I got a question for you. Why all of a sudden, after their liberation, why is it the first thing they do, instead of magnifying the law that gives them liberty, which they don't want to adhere to, why is it that they have to tear down the laws? Folks, 238 years later, and now all of a sudden we need to change all of these laws because these people are oppressed? Here, I want to give you a couple examples. We have Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri. He told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said that the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Now, investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. And later, Elliot admitted to police that the injuries were self-inflicted. Are you understanding this, friends? And immediately after this report, I had to look up the word stupid in the Webster's 1828 dictionary. I don't know if he's the one that's stupid or the people that tolerate his crimes are the ones that are stupid. But I do know that Scripture tells us that if someone commits a crime or they intend to do you evil and they get caught in the act, you're to do to them what they intended to do unto you. That applies to justice, friends. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What is that, friends? That's the fulfilling of the law. And what is the fulfilling of the law? Love. I'm going to come right back after this break. I'm going to highlight some more of what's going on in your country today. And friends, I'm just here to remind you, it's time for you to wake up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about self-inflicted hate crimes. By the way, this is the tip of the iceberg with these self-inflicted hate crimes. Going over to Matthew Shepard, if I can pull this up really quick, do consider, friends, I'm on live radio right now, and I got some other stuff I want to share with you before we actually come to the end of the hour here. But I want you to see this, because even the Matthew Shepard lie, friends, was all contrived. It was all contrived. The crimes that they said that he endured were self-inflicted. Here, for example, going to the devil and how the devil is found in the details, we find out that Matthew Shepard distorted hate crimes law, which has been exposed by ADC's 2020, has nothing to do with Matthew's sexual orientation. Zero, zilch. This is what they made it. This also explains the supposed anti-bullying policy being shoved down the students' throats in public schools, like it or not. Folks, you're subjecting your kids to this. Okay? And we know that from the GLBT and GLSEN, none other than Kevin Jennings himself, the guy that wrote Obama's handpicked safe schools are, the guy that wrote the foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary, he said that bullying is nothing more but the affirmation of the homosexual lifestyle. So they know the method that they're using is bringing about the results that they're looking for. They have the shield, but they have the spear behind them, friends. Now, I want to get over to this because I have one segment left. And again, friends, I had a phone call. This is what sparked this show on today. I seen the article as to what's going on in Indiana there. I think I said Arkansas earlier. Forgive me. But interestingly enough, I'm going about my day. I get a phone call and the guy says, how do I win the homosexuals? I said, dude, I've been trying to do that for a long time. I said, but I have yet to have one civil conversation with any of these people. I have yet to have one phone call by one of these radical homosexuals that believes what their radicals are reporting, which are leading you down a road that you don't want to go to, you radical homosexuals. And I said, once you figure it out, you let me know how it works, because I need to know how it works. Because I have done everything in my power, from calling them out to asking them if they want to go have coffee, to give me the opportunity to preach the word of God from your pulpits. They don't want anything of it. What they do is, once they see your mercy, your compassion for them, they reject it. Not in every given case. Now, in 20 years of ministry, I have seen one converted homosexual. But for the most part, friends, they are staunch. They are planted concerning their war against God. But I want to say this, he who spits against heaven shall surely fall on his own back. And history has taught us just that. Let me go to Michael Swift's homosexual manifesto, which is in the congressional record. Now, just keep in mind, you just heard from a governor today that said that we will not have any discrimination concerning these people. Okay, I want you to understand that you are dealing with a compromised man. Rest assured. Rest assured. He's guilty of something behind closed doors. But I want you to listen to what Michael Swift said back in 1989. Or was it 1987? Do forgive me again. I think it was one of the two. 1987, February 15th through the 21st, it was posted. He said, these victims said, we shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shadowy dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in all your male clubs, in your houses of Congress, wherever men are with men together, your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. They will be recast in our image. They will be there to crave and adore us. I thought these people were the victims. Women, you cry for freedom, said Michael Swift in the Homosexual Manifesto. You cry for freedom. You say you are no longer satisfied with your men. They make you unhappy. We, concierge of the masculine face, the masculine physique, shall take your men from you then. We will amuse them. We will instruct them. We will embrace them where they weep. Women, you say you wish to be or to live with each other instead of with men, then go and be with each other. We shall give your men pleasures that they have never known, because we are foremost men too. And only one man knows how truly to please another man. Only one man can understand the depth and feeling, the mind and the body of another man. This is the Homosexual Manifesto. These are the victims. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation shall be passed which engenders love between men. Is it happening, friends? Is it a satire? Or is it actuality? Is it being lived out? All homosexuals must stand together as brothers. We must be united artistically, philosophically, socially, politically, and financially. We will triumph only when we present a common face.
bombings weren't like the Boston bombings. No, they didn't have the same ideology that was behind them. That's true. Nevertheless, they were out to kill innocent people. Bill Ayer's girlfriend at the time, they were going to bomb a military dance or a dance where there were military people who were going to be there. And you know why they didn't get it bombed? His girlfriend actually tripped the bomb and blew herself up. Bill Ayers is a terrorist. He's friends with Barack Obama. He is the author of Barack Obama's book, Dreams of My Father. That's admitted by him on video. Do you want to know why these people aren't being dealt with? Because the people who are supposed to be God's ministers for justice, for punishing the evildoer and protecting and praising those who do good, you know what? They're in the same bed as the evildoer. And now we see the evildoers being brought forth, those in the sodomite community and those in the Islamic community and those in the criminal community being lifted up, and those who are supposed to be doing good as the ones who put down. Those are the ones targeted as domestic terrorists. Going back to the 1960s in the Oakland shooting of police, do you know that it was an FBI, a former FBI informant, who was responsible not only for teaching the Black Panthers to use their guns, but he did so by supplying them with weapons before those shootouts? Are we to think that that doesn't happen today? Are we to think that our government isn't involved in that today? Everybody knows about Iran-Contra. At least people my age do. We know about what's going on in Syria and the Middle East, where we've been funneling money and training jihadists and arming them, and now we want to cry as though, oh, we didn't know they were going to do all this. And yeah, on the other side of the aisle, there are people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham who've been involved in it. It's treason against the United States according to the Constitution. There's no question in my mind it is. Members of Congress voted for some of that funding. And we have a Justice Department who knowingly and willfully supplied thousands of weapons across the U.S.-Mexico border in Operation Fast and Furious in order to not only supply them to Mexican drug cartels, but also to use it as a pretext to go after law-abiding Americans' guns. Do you not think they have anything to do with arming some of these people? Is there not even a little bit of suspicion? This is going to continue because America allows it, and because America has been trapped in this little thing called the right-left paradigm. They like the rhetoric the right gives them without any justice being brought to bear, without any rhetoric being, with all the rhetoric there, without any justice, without any resolve from politicians who won't get it done. How long have the investigations been going on into Fast and Furious? How long? Nobody's lost a job, not one article of impeachment, not any of that. And yet we cheer with our pom-poms every time one of those guys get up and says something that says, yeah, you gave it to them. But there's no justice. And there's no resolve. Why do we let that happen?
The national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.